If you arrived here this morning, broken, abandoned, just completely left behind, in lack, not sure how to move forward, I'm going to make these declarations over you. Yahweh, our Abba Father, the Lord, is your best friend and your shepherd in this moment. You will always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for you in His luxurious love. Can you see it? Can you feel it? His tracks take you to an oasis of peace near the quiet brook of bliss. That's where He restores and revives your life. He opens before you the right path and leads you along in His footsteps of righteousness, so that you can bring honor to His name. Even when your path takes you through the deepest, darkest of valleys, fear will never conquer you, for God already has. His authority is your strength and peace. The comfort of your love takes away, God, all of our fears. You'll never be lonely, for God is near. He becomes your delicious feast even when your enemies dare to fight. He anoints you with the fragrance of His Holy Spirit today. He gives you all that you can drink of until your cup overflows. So forget about being in lack. You're in overflow. So why should you fear the future? Only goodness and tender love pursues you all the days of your life, starting today. Then afterwards, when your life is through, you'll return to His glorious presence to forever be with Him. So whatever is bugging you, you still win in the end. Whatever is meant for evil will turn into good for you. No matter what comes your way this week, just keep saying, whatever is meant for evil will be turned around for my good. Just keep saying it. Whatever is meant for evil will turn into good for me. Because goodness is following you everywhere you go.
Hello, 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 world. We're honored you came back for season 2 of the Beloved Queens podcast. I'm Tina Matherson with my ladies, Claudia Lewis, everybody calls Queen Trina, and Veronica Gray, our Queen V. We let come again, queens.
Let's get it on, ladies.
Caribbean queens in the ATL.
For the next few seconds, just rock with us. Rock with us. Rock with us. Next few seconds, just rock with us.
Feel the vibes, man.
Yeah, man.
Navigating love these days is simply complicated. You try to figure out, how do I meet somebody? Maybe I do it on an app. Maybe I go to a museum. Maybe I just get involved in the things that I love, like do trips and things of that nature. But It's really a complicated thing to meet somebody, like them, start a relationship, put your heart out there, and possibly get hurt.
Trina got to tell you about something that she saw recently, but why we are revisiting the topic is because I see a lot of posts online about people talking about how influencers' lives are fake and it's not real, because when they see them outside of what they post, it's different. And we all have that same issue about how Instagram, and they take several pictures before they post it and they make sure that it looks, you know,
angles
and filters and all of that. But what Trina aga bring to you, because me never hear nothing so yet. Go on through, Trina.
So I was watching Netflix earlier today, and I've been hearing people on social media talk about The Tender Swindler. It's a documentary about this man that swindled $10 million from these women.
What is it?
Basically,
10 or 6-0?
You hear me? $10 million. All because he was selling them the fantasy that they wanted to believe and buy into, that he was a prince. And family them did billionaires. Okay. Billionaire them. And he ran with that story. And every woman he met, he wine and dine them. 5-star restaurant, hotel, private jet. For the first month, he's showing them this lavish lifestyle. It's a dream. It's a fantasy. He is giving them roses and flowers and listening to them and telling them everything what them want here. Fantasy land. You see, after the first month, when him hold them and them in love with him, call them girlfriend, all of a sudden, him credit card is not working. Somebody's after him and his family trying to get to him, and he can't use his card. Him have stories on top of stories. But basically, these women start allowing him to use their credit card, wiring him money, because he's always traveling from place to place. He's never in one country for too long. Long story short, go watch the documentary, people. It is very entertaining for a documentary. It's like a movie, because you're literally hearing these women retell their stories.
And it's real.
This is real. Real. And they were able... I'm not going to tell another one.
No spoiler alert.
Yeah, no spoiler alert. Let's just go into it, because what I thought about was, how was he able to do this? This was over a period of years that he was doing this. This wasn't just a one, it was over a period years he was able to do this. And it's all because that's why he kept on moving.
Maybe that's why I keep moving.
It's because we like to buy into this fantasy line about the romance. All he did was, he was a prince, and every woman want to feel like a princess, right?
Oh, he told them he was a prince.
Yes, I'm telling the story. You know, I'm watching. I don't need to go watch it seriously. And you saw me talk about. He sold them the fantasy, and they bought into it. And these are beautiful, professional women, high level. And everybody's like, how was he able to scam them? And how nobody, their friends or whatever, because the man for the first month had give them the lifestyle they wanted.
Okay.
He sold them the dream. He gave them the lifestyle they wanted and become that fantasy man. They were like, he was so caring. He was just so loving and listening. He was a great listener. He bought whatever them sip on them profile. Him just look at it and say, oh, this you want? This you I get? He checked their boxes. So ladies,
you know, Osamana have lists, and this I want to one
checked
time.
The list. He was going down and checking the list.
As superficial as the list might be.
Superficial. The fantasy.
So you said these women were highly educated. Education and nothing to do with feelings, you know.
I was about to say, no, it's not even professionals. I mean, they were getting one lady. $250,000 him get out of her. $250. She still a pay it off.
Wow.
Last episode, you see how we talk about the whole thing about don't let this person be the first who is telling you I love you or treating you. Like, I remember Trina always teach us this. Take the kids out on dates so that it's not novel to them when someone wants to take them on a date.
Although some of them too expensive for card part date.
Oh, well, that is true. Let's not go down that one.
That's a different topic. Different topic.
What was the lure for these women so that they lose all of their funding, their bank account? They just...
Because they were buying into... It's almost like... You remember when we talked about the ends justify the means? They thought that they were marrying a prince and he was just going through a little struggle right now, but he's a struggle. Prince.
So let me save him.
$250,000.
Yes, savior.
Me giving up a measly $250,000. That's nothing because he has much more than I have. I'm going to get that back in full. Exactly.
So, ladies, here's my plug. You are not a man's savior.
Talk up the things, Tina.
A lot of us want to save some of these men. You're not a savior, darling. You're not a savior. You're not. As a black woman, you know, as a Jamaican black lady, I get the message, whether my parents wanted me to get it or not, that there's nothing I can do. I don't take no for an answer. I just get it done no matter what. Right? Some people don't need your help, ladies. You are not here to save the entire planet. And a lot of times when you keep saving some men, they never grow up.
Oh, well, yes, sir.
Because they're not your children. They're not your kids. You have to allow them to be, to grow.
Yeah, but in my eyes, am I really saving him or this is going to be my husband? Because as Trina said, these women fell in love with this guy. And if he's going to be my husband, I'm going to want to take care of him because he's going to take care of me.
But you don't do that prematurely, ladies.
Sure.
This is not your husband until
Hello.
He is your husband.
So Trina, how long did they know? Like, how long was the relationship? Do you remember?
Some women said it was, 14 months? Some dated him for a couple of months. Different. That's the two that I remember. I don't remember the other ones.
Did any of them have rings?
He never proposed.
So he never proposed to any of these women.
But he talked to them as if everybody was his girlfriend. So they felt privileged. Like, he chose me to be his girlfriend when he can't have any other woman in the world. He chose me. So that was the thing. Once he said, oh, you're my girlfriend. I see us having a family together. And sell them the story. With him one year. So he made them think that we're doing this together.
This is a man with a plan. We're going somewhere.
Hello, yes.
And women need that.
You're including me in your lifestyle. You're including me in your life.
Future.
Yes. You're talking about having kids with me.
Yeah. Wow.
Wicked. I said, when I watch it, I was like, how could he do this to these women?
Him coolie, man.
So what he'll do, he'll scan one woman, and then he will meet another one, and the money we get from A, he might use plan B for wine and dine for roll her in. So that's how he kept it going. Ponzi scheme, them call it. Ponzi scheme in the depot.
So ladies, here's one of the things. You have to know how to pray. God, show me who's a counterfeit. I promise you, before, yes, my spouse came, the counterfeit came. I promise you, that before the spouse came, there was a counterfeit. You have to...
And if they look real in Tina...
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, man. There is no way you're not thinking say your spouse this. Because him all up in the family, all up in the everything, all up in the thing. And there's no way for you to detect. But, and sometimes y'all feel say, oh, wow, God, give me somebody like this. Okay? So you have to guard your hearts. You have to guard your hearts because I'm telling you, some men come on really, really strong. They come on like a man with a plan. So you're this prince person who is not even a prince. You're like, this is beautiful. Everything that I've ever wanted. More than I've ever had.
Well, you say if it's too good to be true?
It might be.
It just might be. No, but the truth is that you got to realize, and this is where the reality hit. No one person can give you every single thing. That
absolutely.
Amen. There we go with the 80-20 rule. So you see, when you have the 80, you feel glad and say, yes, thank you, Father. Because no one person can ever give you the 100%.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. So we need to acknowledge that because that's where the fantasy and the reality
clash.
Yes. Yeah. You're holding on to this fantasy. I said, oh my God, he's that the man is too good to be true. Am I prince? Am I? Come on now. He was selling the dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but every person is a work in progress. Right?
We all are.
And yes. All when you get married to the person who is your prince charming all or whatever, right. He got to work on stuff. I got to work on stuff because we all busted and coming from some busted past.
Hello.
So don't look for the perfect.
May I carry the suit?
Oh, God. Yeah. We got backpacks with all types of things on our back coming into relationship.
Girl, I have two suitcases, two carry-ons.
Bad lady.
No, but here's the thing, two ladies, that we do to ourselves. Because nobody now do it to us. We love to point fingers at the man, and we don't take a look at ourselves.
You better preach.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's talk about our issues and what we got going on, what we bring into the table, what our baggage are. Because we quick for say, he's a mama's boy. Why miserable? And you're seeing all his flaws. Were you taking a look at yours? What you doing? It takes two. It takes two. What are you doing? How you contribute into the relationship?
And again, who is running stuff through the love meter? Remember I give you the list? If you look on 1 Corinthians 13, you will see them, the list. If you're filtering them through just feelings or the fantasy script, or you're filtering love through what meets the eye, it has to be deeper than that.
Because didn't Trina said, don't you say the guy was handsome? He has the look.
He had the look. A peer name brought him dressing up. Yes, he dressed the part. He dressed the part, looked the part. He was absolutely perfect. Have the accent and everything.
Wow.
Trust me. You know, a lot of people were judging these women and say, how could they have allowed him to do that, whatever. And I'm like, you know, it's funny that you can say that because you're not in the situation. You can't. It's a lot of us get buy into these fantasy. They weren't the only ones. Let's keep it real.
If you read books,
you're buying into it.
Hello, the romance novel, them women love. Hey, I went season 2 of Bridgerton to come out. Cause, hey, my...
Well, Shonda Rhimes, come on, girl.
It's soon. It's soon. The trailer was out. I saw the trailer 2 days ago. Yeah, I saw the trailer 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. So.
But you see, those programming, Hallmark, all of these things that pull on your heartstrings. But it does something to women. People know that we are programmed and conditioned for the script. What we have to reprogram our thinking to say is, it is a script. You have to reprogram your mind. Somebody imagined that and wrote it because they know it would connect to you.
Yeah, but Tina, but the thing is, it is a fantasy and all of that. But there is a gap in my heart that I need to be filled. And I have a picture of what I want to fill that gap. So if someone is going to create the same picture I have in my mind and someone actually bring forth that picture, why am I not going to allow them in? That's what people do.
That's what I did. What you talking, people? Where's the Tina? Shall I talk up your business?
You literally didn't have a real life Prince Charming. I swear, I said, going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Me couldn't see the forest from the trees because it was such a beautiful cloud. It was the poetry. It was the saying everything right. It's the finishing your sentences because you start talking. It's like the storybook.
Beloved Queens podcast continues after the break.
Women often fly under the radar when they're doing something big, but not here at the Beloved Queens. We're inviting women-run businesses to partner with us. Yes, our sponsorship packages are available at thebelovedqueens.com. All you have to do is simply click the red heart at the top right-hand corner to take advantage of the ads and other amazing offers. However, if you're a listener who enjoys our content, love to support us, you can donate there too. Now, Royal Family, if this podcast has truly been touching your heart, helping you to become a better you, helping you to be better for your family, we would love to hear your testimony. So whenever we post testimony time each week, go ahead on our Facebook page at the Beloved Queens Podcast and share with us. We'd love to hear from you. Another thing, have you subscribed to our podcast yet? If you have not, go ahead to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts, but go ahead and subscribe to The Beloved Queens. And we're back.
So do you think that more people, as we said earlier, do you think more people are susceptible to that type of delusion? Because they were engrossed in either the, as you said, the Harlequins, the romance novels, the, you know, the TV shows, the Lifetime movies and stuff. Is it because they were more susceptible? Because you do have a lot of people who never got, you know, in that trap. Because they never saw that lifestyle, or they never, so they didn't create that story in their mind. So is it just for a certain group of people who had that imagery, either through books or movies or whatever, but because they created that, that's why they were more susceptible to, you know, the delusion on the con?
For me, my mother lavished all this love on me, love, right? I read books about love and romance and all of this stuff. I didn't watch too much TV, but I did read a lot with all the different books, Sidney Sheldon and all the stuff, right? And it's all different romance novels and things of that nature. But what was missing from my reality was my dad showing me what that reality was. So you just create something that you imagine love to be.
Create the story.
And then when that scenario shows up, which is not facts. It's based on books. It's based on your partial version of mommy showing love. Well, it's not partial. She just lavished it on me. So you're thinking if someone comes and starts doing the same thing, but in a male version, maybe this is right. Maybe this is what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have anything to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
The father never showed it. So you're seeing this through the first time where it's a male that is pouring that into you and you're like, oh my gosh, it's intoxicating. You feel all the feels. You feel every butterfly. You feel your breath taken out of your body. I can't just tell you. So it's so strong. You can get tricked because that is all endorphins. It's all hormonal. It's all emotions. And love is not just emotions because emotions pass after a while. It's like honeymoon stage, you know, where you're just like all over each other and everything. And it's just all over and it's fresh. And you just meet a person. You have to skip a beat. Everybody, you have, you've been in an attracting situation where you have been attracted to someone. It's raw attraction.
Attraction.
And sometimes some people mix that up with love.
It's a funny because there's always the opposite side where you create this cocoon of blockage where you wouldn't even allow someone. You know, when we, in the previous episode, we were talking about, like, I didn't trust people who said I love you because, you know, like, Altrina's like, what am I now? Like, what am I look? So, and then, plus, me never like read, so the Mills and Boom and the romance novels, them may not go watch, may not go and read. So, I didn't have that, I never had that fantasy, and I think that we spoke
like foundation. Like,
right, I didn't have the foundation to create that fantasy, and I was, you can call it jaded. Yes, it was probably jaded. I just didn't trust people who would say the word I love you too easily, you know? And so, I'm not sure. I think I'm among the people who would be, because we're jaded, not be caught up in the fantasy, because we never believe the fantasy. I was never the girl to plan the wedding. I was never the girl thinking I was going to get married. So I never planned my wedding or my, you know, the party or the dress or the, I never had that. So in my thought process to for somebody to come and tell me what they have this and they're going to give me this and they're going to create this lifestyle for me, I'd be like, no, bye. I think there are some women out there like me because we are jaded and because we kept that wall because of hurt, you know, whatever trauma or whatever happened. So while you do have that, this can also be a delusion or a fantasy of, like, love doesn't exist. So you do have that side where that's the fantasy, and where, but you have the other side where we just feel that it doesn't even exist. So why even buy into it?
So I have both.
I was about to say me too. I have both. Yeah, because I had the romance novel. Me did have the Disney movie them called, listen, Beauty and the Beast, me say. I went,
what?
You gonna kiss some beast and he's gonna be sad.
Sleeping Beauty, me said, okay. But I felt like I had both because I didn't trust on one hand, right? I didn't trust, I didn't want to get hurt. But then I also like the idea of the romance. I mean, it's a serial theater, no? So I like the romance.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, so I like the process. I just didn't want to get to the end results. I wasn't thinking about the marriage and the settling down I was just, I love the dating and the romance part. Where you say you feel the feeling, the flutter and the, oh my God, he's so attractive, da, da, da. I like that.
Smell ooh, good.
Love, girl, I'm a fertility. I'm a lover man with smell good in her. But anyway. But it, for me, I felt like I was in the middle. You know, I wanted both. I wanted both.
So what's funny was, after my first part where I was all in the feels and all in the emotions and all in the this and all in the that, you see, after my heart get break, I went on the opposite spectrum.
Opposite.
So you see where Veronica is talking about the jaded now. In order to get to my husband, I was very jaded. I was probably a little bit too, because I always go from one extreme to the next, okay?
No middle.
I don't have middle. I'm an extremist, okay? So it was all logics, right? I did not trust my emotions. I never trusted my feelings because I feared that my feeling would lead me to the wrong person. Because the other one was all feels. It was all feels. It was all emotion. So I feared that my feelings were going to be deceptive and they would lead me to the wrong person. So all I'm saying is, you don't have to be like me with the extremists. You can use logics, but you also have to have both sides where you are balancing the logics and the emotions so that everything is a balance. Everything has to be a balance. Everything has to be a balance. It doesn't have to be all or nothing, or, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be all or nothing. You cannot be all emotions in your decisions. It's impulsiveness. And that impulsiveness can lead you with the wrong choice. So if it's too strong, it's too perfect, it might be too hot, it might be just, okay? You have to check that. You have to check that. Though that's a huge red flag, because women, most women are not Veronica. Most women are a lot of emotions. A lot of emotions, right? So if it's too emotional, you have to slow yourself down. And because trust me, you see, once emotions start run, it's hard to come back out of once you are just being guided and led by that all the time. It's like a deep hole, like you can't come out of it.
Which was why the woman didn't mind taking $250,000 and giving it. Because she was heavily vested. Her emotions was all in
all
there.
All emotions.
It's endorphins. It's those emotions that it's those hormones.
You better go run, yeah. It will get let off the same.
It make you feel good. Those are those emotions. It make you just want to do, because it's just, woo, I feel great. And people get caught up. We've gotten caught up a lot where we led with our emotions first, and then it doesn't end out good. Because again, impulse cannot necessarily lead you down the right path. So that's why you use, God give us logics for a reason. He has given us emotions for a reason. So you don't dismiss those. But a healthy balance is very important, especially when you're trying to find somebody to settle down with.
But they have to be ready too. Like, I think, as we said before, you have to work on yourself so that you don't get caught in that whole cycle of thinking that fantasy will last. Because both people have to work on themselves so that you realize that, okay, I want to be in the real world. You know, you don't go and search for that fairy tale, that fantasy, I'm sorry.
The bar shouldn't be, let me find Prince Charming because I'm Cinderella. It just shouldn't be. It just shouldn't be. People tell you that, oh my gosh, the wedding day, you are the princess and here's your prince. But the way Hollywood has marketed it, the storytellers have marketed it, again, it's not vested in any kind of reality. And you just don't want to drink the Kool-Aid, as they put it. You don't want to be that one that get gypped because you drank the Kool-Aid.
Hello.
Right? There is no excuse for ignorance. People are out there trying to play people. That's the facts. People literally out there trying to play folks. Frankly, some of them have no intentions of settling down, but they want to date the best person. They want to date the smartest girl in the room. They want to date the prettiest girl in the room, but they are not going anywhere permanently. Discernment is critical. And they will take your money, take your heart, and leave you in a pile on the floor. They are literally people who don't care what happens to you. So they use the words to get whatever they want.
Lick a move.
Yep, putting themselves first. That's how it is.
Well, I was thinking about how, you know, as women, we are socialized from birth as little girls to have, we have the dolly house. So you have to create the house, and you want the husband, you want the children. It's what we're taught, that this is our role as women. So, I'm thinking about how these women got caught up in something that basically you're socialized to. You buy into that you're supposed to be a mom and wife. And again, these are successful women, so that's the only thing that's missing for them.
And he targeted them.
And he knew exactly who he was targeting based on the lifestyle that they wanted, because these are women who travel. They're well traveled. So he know that that's what they're used to. So they might have been traveling first class. He upped it to private jets. Because you have to level up.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying?
Because you're a prince.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to level it up. So I just want us to be mindful of how we judge other women and say, how could they get caught up in this when
true.
We too are
true.
Part, you know. And many of them did catch true. Me with the Cinderella. I'm not afraid to talk up the things.
Get catch to the one that we get catch.
Education
and education, you get catch.
Hello. Me know them did catch me.
No, but for the people coming along, mm-hmm. we're just giving them some little red flag signs
red
to
flags.
Say, this is what you look for. The don't line. Try not to be us. It's very mm-hmm. hard, especially when you're lonely and somebody's really sweeping you off your feet. But there are things, there are red flags there. Don't ignore.
Don't ignore.
Trust your gut.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Trust the Holy Spirit.
And a lot of times you get caught because out of desperation, you
make thirsty.
It seem like it's yeah. Mm, you make it seem like this is your last hope. Desperation is a stench that the people who are going to use you, them can smell it on you
from afar.
So if you're ever confused about what real love is, I'm gonna give you a list. And you do that checklist every time you feel the feels, every time someone says, I love you, every time you feel like you're about to fall in deep, I need you to pull out this checklist and make sure that you're really in love, okay? I'm going to go down a list of 14 things that love is. Here's your tester. Love is patient. Number two, love is kind. Love is not jealous. Or boastful. Or proud. Or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It keeps no record of being wronged. I'ma say this one another time. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Now, are you really in love? Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we ask you for your help. We ask you for you to help us. Help those who experience loneliness because they don't have anyone. Help those who are in the process of searching and dating. Just trying to find someone, a companion, a friend, a partner. But the journey has been tough. First, we ask you for special discernment, that you would open their eyes that they may see the truth about the people that they're interacting with. We also ask you, Father, that you would reveal to them all counterfeits, so that they will be able to find a true match, the one that you have sent for them. And most importantly, bring your love, your true love, into their hearts so that they will have the standard for which to measure everything else by. I pray, O Father, that for those who are so stuck in a place of brokenness and they don't know how to come out, Holy Spirit, stoop down to where they are. Stoop down to where they are broken. Stoop, Lord God,
and lift them up. Flood them, flood them, flood them with your love in this moment. Heal the hurt and heal the pain. In Jesus' name, amen.
Until next time, add us to your calendar every Monday. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, and tell everybody, I mean everybody, about our podcast. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at The Beloved Queen.